Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Hello and welcome to Capital Irish. Andy Linton here, and as always, I'm glad you've joined us for our programme. Thanks to our sponsors who make it possible. I've got Eilish Cassidy in the control room providing all the technical know-how, and thanks to her as well. So this is my last programme for the year, and it's almost, I think we've only got two more programmes this year to do. So I thought we'd have some of my favourite Christmas songs with a to sort of see the year out. First up, my song I've got here is a song from Joni Mitchell from back in 1971. So that's what, like 52 years ago? Good God, where's the time go? In 2020, the album that this is on is an album called Blue, and Rolling Stone put a list of the 500 greatest albums of all time, and they voted this one number 3. So it's not a bad position, and it actually was the one that had the highest female artist in the ranking as well. So it's a song called River, and she does a lovely sort of take on Jingle Bells as part of the intro and stuff like that. And so it's one of my favourite songs for Christmas, and here we go.
I wish I had a river, I could skate away.
So that was Joni Mitchell with River. I just love the Jingle Bells theme that you did thing in there. And her voice is just stunning. There's not a hint of auto-tune there at all. You know, it's just beautiful. So I don't think any Christmas song list would be complete without Fairy Tale in New York. Shane McGowan died in the last couple of weeks, and the funeral was last week in Nina, and they got Glenn Hansard and Lisa O'Neill to sort of front what remains of the Pogues and sing this song in the church. And if you've seen the video of it, and we'll post a link to it later on, where people were up dancing in the aisles, which may not have suited the clergy, but I think Shane probably would have approved, you know. So here's Fairy Tale in New York.
Was Christmas Eve in the drum time, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old man's you. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Oh, and we're back. So, Fairy Tale in New York. So, Glenn Hansard singing Shane's part there, and Lisa O'Neill taking Kirsty McCall's. Kirsty McCall, of course, is someone who's no longer with us as well. She died tragically in a boating accident a swimming accident in the Caribbean. She was swimming in an area where there were supposed to be no boats, and a speedboat ploughed its way through and drove over the top of her. And she saved her son's life as part of that. She pushed him out of the way. Anyway, so I've got a guest in with me today. I've got Donald Gunning, and Donald was here back in February, and he told me that when we caught up again, and I said, really, is it that long, you know?
Yeah, hasn't quite been a year, but it feels like a year for whatever reason, with Christmas fast approaching.
Yeah, yeah. So one of his buddies are going to be we're recording a program after this one for January, so that we all don't have to get up and come be here in January. So we're going to record one for later. And we'll chat some more with Donald then. But you've obviously settled in reasonably well. You're still here.
My roots are getting deeper. Yeah, very happy here. Safe to say, I've found a new home.
Yeah, yeah. So when I was doing this thing and thinking about Shane McGowan, I said to Donald, "Have you got any of the songs that the Pogues might have done, or Shane might have sung?" So he's going to sing a song for us now. He's going to sing Dirty Old Town.
Give it a go anyway. If that's all right. I met my love by the gaswork wall. I dreamed a dream by the old canal, and I kissed my girl by the factory wall. It's a dirty old town, it's a dirty old town. The clouds were floating all across the moon. The cats were purring to their beats. There came a girl through the streets that night. It's a dirty old town, it's a dirty old town. It's a dirty old town, it's a dirty old town.
Good man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting, that song is very well associated with Shane McGowan and the Pogues.
Absolutely, yeah.
The person who wrote it was Kirsty McCall's father.
I didn't know that. So thanks for letting me know.
So there's a guy, Ewan McCall, great sort of collector of songs, and he wrote that.
Ah, brilliant.
And he also wrote, there's a song Roberta Flack sang the first time ever I saw your face, way back, you know, back
okay,
in.
Okay, fair enough.
A big ballad thing, and he wrote that. And he was a lifelong member of the Communist Party. And
good for him.
Was born in Manchester and, you know, and all this thing. And I saw him just before I came to New Zealand in 1989. He died late 1989, and I saw him just before he came. He was an old man, and, well, they say an old man, he's the same age as me now, think of it. But he had this thing that, one of the things, he used to love going into the mountains in Scotland, mm-hmm. and he said he'd been there the summer before, and it was too much for him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he was on the wet wind down, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there you go. So Anyway, so I'm just thinking about my next one here is, oh yeah. So I had a video that I saw this last week, and I thought, I hadn't been thinking about playing this at all, but I saw this, and if you can sort of imagine the scene in a small bar somewhere in Ireland, and there's a barman there in the Rudolph jumper for Christmas, and the punters are all lined along the bar. And this man gets up and sings this song with a bit of help from somebody on a guitar in the bar. And the singing is, you know, it's just on the edge. He's not the most fantastic singer in the world, but he gets the song across really well. So this is a song that was called A Pint of Stout, and it's to the tune of The Christmas Carol, When a Child is Born, you know. So here we go.
At Christmas time,
when I do go out, I like to have a pint or two of stout. And despite the waste, I never do get bored, and like to watch as my pint is poured. The barman pours it halfway up the glass. He puts it down and he lets some minutes pass. But then he goes away. You think you've been ignored, but he comes back. Then your pint is poured. But just hold on, it isn't finished yet. You have to wait until your pint is set. It goes from brown to black of its own accord. The perfect pint, it has just been poured. And all this happens because you've been waiting, waiting for a pint to be poured. Black, brown, creamy, dirty big head in it, no one knows. But a pint that I've heard, hate to love, and everyone to be our bestest friend in the whole wide world. Till you wake up the following morning with a hangover the size of Belgium, and you could fart for Ireland if it was an Olympic sport. It's a pint of cream, and your patience should allow. It will be poured any minute now. And your thirst is quenched as the drink is lowered. This comes to pass when your pint is poured. All across the bar sings the happy horn. This comes to pass when your pint is poured.
So there's the pint of stout, and I think the ritual of the pouring of the pint is something that I'm not sure everybody outside of Ireland appreciates, but I always remember the watching the glass settle and the whole business. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the other sort of, this all sounds a bit maudlin because we're talking about Shane McGowan dying and this one dying and that one dying and so on, but it's actually 43 years ago this month that John Lennon was shot in New York. And it's certainly one of those moments, if you're old enough, where people say, oh, I remember where I was when that happened. And I do remember that very well. The Beatles and Lennon in his solo career was a huge part of my youth, the soundtrack of my youth. And the song we're going to get now, I think, is as relevant today as it was when it was released back in 1971. During the Vietnam War. So we could probably do with some peace on earth and goodwill to all men and thing at the minute. There's some pretty horrible stuff going on all around the world. And we'll sort of have this one, and then we might have another small piece of music afterwards. But once again, I'd just like to thank our sponsors, the technical staff, Donal for coming in. We'll hear more from him in our next programme. And of course, to you, our listeners. So have a nice Christmas and a good new year. And we'll hopefully catch up again next year. So here's John Lennon and Yoko Ono and the Harlem Gospel Choir, I think was the singers in the background, with Happy Christmas, War is Over.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun, the near and the dear ones.
So, John Lennon and Yoko Ono. So, I thought we were going to finish up there, but we've got a couple of seconds left before we run out of time. Donald's telling me that he's got a gig next week. When's it happening?
I'm playing at the library this Thursday, I should say, with my band, The Books. And we're playing at 8:30 on the library. It's just on Courtney Place there. It's a nice cocktail bar. So we'll all be there singing away.
Good, good. And I was going to say that you maybe have some solo gigs in the new year, but we can talk about those after in the second programme.
Sounds good.
And I was going to say, otherwise, gigs, if you're around the town this evening in Wellington, I'm going to go and see the Zimmermans, which is a Bob Dylan sort of tribute thing with my old mate Paddy Bergen, and they're playing at Meow. I think the doors open at 6:30 for 7:30. And if you like things like Bob Dylan, and you want a chance to come in and sing some of the old, like a Rolling Stone and Everybody Must Get Stoned and all those sort of things,
classics,
you know, there's all that, plenty of that stuff to go on. Yeah, yeah. So what sort of stuff are you playing when you're doing the...
Thursday?
Yeah.
We like to touch on a few different genres. We'll play a lot of blues. We've got some more rocky numbers. We've got some originals in the pipeline. So what will we play next week? You know, some Stevie Ray Vaughan, some ZZ Top, some Thin Lizzy, you know, maybe some Arctic Monkeys if we're feeling it, but a nice array of kind of chilled out rock.
Good.
Thursday
okay.
night.
All right. So this time we really are going to go out. We're going to have a traditional reel called Christmas Eve. It's not quite Christmas Eve, but it's pretty close. And this is James Kelly and playing fiddle, and Sam McLeod playing guitar. And we'll see you all next year.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.